Rich and Trent Condon along the way. My partner, Dave Creighton Jr., does a vacation to Cancun every year around this time. He was good enough, I think, around Thanksgiving. At Thanksgiving time, I believe he did call in.
Yes, he did.
I think we did the show, and he did call in. And so he was 2 weeks, and I did one with you, and then he called in after that. But we are not getting a response right now. And we asked the over-under last week, and he said there's a possibility that he wouldn't make it. I do know this. I saw a post on Facebook earlier this morning, I think 8:30 or 9 o'clock, that they were having mimosas on the beach. So
it is now 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it could be nap time. It could be dinner time. It could be any time. But what it is it's probably not time to be on the radio. So David will be back next week, I promise. In fact, they're back Thursday, and he and I are going to have some fun with our friends on St. Patty's Day.
Nice.
And then we'll be back for our final show of the year next week with him. And we'll put a wrap on everything Hawkeyes for the year until football season rolls around again in August.
Now, if the Hawkeye women get to the Final Four, will you do a bonus show leading
into
Tuesday before?
Can we carry an entire hour on women's basketball?
Well, I'm sure by then Coach Bluter will give us a little bit of time.
Okay. Maybe
my buddy's wife is one of the trainers for the women's team.
Yeah,
we can have him on. He'll tell us all about the ins and outs of what's happening with the ladies.
We will do a bonus show.
Okay.
I'll give you
that
much. If
they're preparing for the Final Four.
Yes.
Bonus show.
We will do a bonus show. Well, let's see. So next week will be after the round, right? So yes, we would do a bonus show.
Yep.
That would be that way. That is a tall order, Trent. Let's talk about that real quick. I mean, I like the sixth seed for the Iowa women. Mm-hmm. They get to play in Los Angeles on Saturday, 5 p.m. on ESPN2 in Pauley Pavilion against the Creighton Blue Jays. However, even though Creighton ended up fourth in the Big East, they've won some big games. They did win at Nebraska, which Iowa could not do. They've beaten Drake, which Iowa did do, but Drake obviously had a terrific season. They beat UNI, who just made it to the finals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. They won at Marquette, and they also beat Villanova. This is a good Creighton team that Lisa Bluter's Hawkeyes have to go up against. Then, if they win that, probably UCLA, who's beaten Baylor this year, Stanford, Oregon State, a couple of good teams. They were third in the Pac-12. The only way to look at this is to go, well, at least we aren't seeing any of
UConn.
We're not seeing UConn.
Notre Dame.
No Notre Dame. No Mississippi State right now until you get to the Sweet 16, possibly, right?
That's what you can ask for, because in women's basketball, there is usually a pretty precipitous drop from the top, top one,
the
UConn.
Top, right.
And then there's four to eight teams kind of in that next mix, and this is the next tier. Now, it's the top of the next tier in UCLA, but still,
yes,
it's the next tier.
UCLA is, right? So Oregon would be the bottom of that next tier, probably, right?
Yep.
Looking at the athleticism of that team, and UCLA was 0-3 against Oregon this year, right? So yeah, I think there's your drop-off. So this is a team, this is a draw that can get you to the Sweet 16. Granted, you would be on the road on, I guess that would be next Monday, against UCLA at Pauley Pavilion, if things work out the way that they probably will, or probably should. But at the same time, with Megan Gustafson, as good as she is inside, and with the type of the way Iowa plays, they got an opportunity to beat anybody. Gustafson, inexplicably, second and third team All-American on most of the All-American teams that came out in the last week. Sports Illustrated got it right. First team All-American
for
Sports Illustrated. So good for her on that one. Who are the other ones? Let's see. ESPN had her third team All-American.
Yeah. Now, was that broken down by position?
Or just said ESPNW.
Top five players.
Five things is top 15. Yeah. Top 15 players.
That seems to be a stretch.
It's a stretch. Yeah.
It's a stretch.
I there was some understanding based on just no positions, just straight up best players. When you looked at some of the All-American teams that were out there, College Sports Madness, I think she was second team there, USA Today, guard heavy, right?
Yeah.
So fine. Nonetheless, she is in the top five of eight different statistical categories in the country right now, and leads the country in scoring and rebounding. And I'm sorry. Essentially, what you're doing as a voter, and I think we're seeing this in the men's tournament as well, you're just taking your own opinion and putting it above statistical
analytic
evidence. The evidence? You know, what am I thinking of? Scientific, not scientific, but anyway, you are literally just taking and saying, "Nope, I'm smarter than this, and she's not as good as these players. I get
so all right.
Know, it's tougher when you don't see as many of these these games, and that's a tougher thing to vote on. But don't they get these things voted on by the people that actually watch women's basketball?
But it's beat writers. You know, is a beat writer, Iowa beat writer, whoever covers the women's beat.
That's a good point.
Are they watching Mississippi State? You know,
good point.
Probably look, oh, that girl's good. They're number one. They're number two.
Right.
We're going to kind of vote that way. Like, would you have Mike Dom as an All-American, the South Dakota State?
Yeah.
Only saw, first team All-American?
No. Even though.
And I think that's kind of what you get into. Statistically, he should be.
Right.
But
but he's not playing in the Big Ten. The Big Ten women's basketball.
Pretty good.
Has six teams in. Yeah. And a couple of other teams are right on the bubble. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like Mike Dom's doing it. If Megan Gustafson was doing this in the Sunrise League or in the Horizon League or
Summit League is what you're looking for.
Is that what they are?
I like the Sunrise League though.
The Summit Sunrise. I haven't had anything. I haven't been imbibing.
No mimosas for you either.
No, the Sunrise League, the Summit League. Oh, the Horizon. It's on the Sunrise.
I knew where you were going.
You know,
I knew where you were going
with that, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's not doing it in any of those leagues. She's doing it in the Big Ten, the Power Five conference, and you know, arguably one of the top two or three. I just think you know it's kind of tough. But we should digress and just say they got an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Iowa has the pieces to get through into the Sweet 16, which would be an incredible story for this team, particularly after losing to Nia Davis when they did. And they've got a lot of these pieces back next year too. Don't forget Gustafson is a junior. Mm-hmm. There are a couple times this year I think we talked about her being a senior and went back and went no, she's a junior. So they've got a real opportunity. We'll be watching on Saturday night. Also Saturday will be the NCAA wrestling finals.
Yes.
Will
we see a Hawkeye wrestling for the title Saturday night?
I the fact that he lost in the Big Tens makes me think Logan Lee can get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Lee? Spencer Lee?
Spencer Lee. Logan Lee? Spencer Lee.
Spencer Lee.
I don't know about Sorensen. He's a second seed,
mm-hmm.
right? Got a shot. Kemmerer didn't wrestle very well going into this. He's down to a sixth seed on this. Why did I say Logan Lee? Who's Logan Lee?
Logan Lee, I believe, is that tight end from the wrong side of the Quad Cities.
I think so.
Wrong side of the river? Yeah, that's Logan Lee.
Marinelli was looking really, really good until he lost at the Big Tens, right? Mm-hmm. So he's a five seed.
And then he injury defaulted his way to, I think, six in the Big Ten, something
like
that.
Yeah, and of course, Wilkie's been injured off and on. He's all the way down to the 14 seed. I don't know what you're going to see there. Stoll's a five.
Mm-hmm. And Stoll, I mean, he's got to go through Snyder.
Right, and it's not going to happen, right?
It's not.
Particularly if you're sitting at a five, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not going
to
happen.
You got to upset the four, and then you got to beat Snyder to get to the finals and wrestle Kuhn from Michigan. That's not happening.
Right.
I think Lee...
He's the legitimate shot, right?
Because
he's already
Sorensen,
beaten Tomasillo, right?
Sorensen's shown improvement against Rutherford, but...
But Rutherford's really
he's
good.
He's next level.
Right.
Lee will get Tomasillo in the semifinals if seedings hold up. I would have liked to see them because the 1 and 4 seeds are two guys that are not from the Big Ten. For them to flip-flop,
right?
To put, and however you mix around the seedings. And
just give it so that you would have
had a
chance.
Make Tomasillo the one, make the other guy the one, the two.
Yeah.
Just so we're not getting the rematch there. But regardless, he's going to have to beat Tomasillo. He's already beat him this year, lost to him in the Big Tens. But I think that's the most realistic of the guys.
I'd agree.
I was talking with Tony Hager earlier from IA Wrestle.
Yeah, I just caught a little bit of that on the way in. Yeah.
And he said, you know, even at least some of the statistical models that are out there, top 10 could be tough for this team.
Yeah, well, they had a tough time at the Big Tens, right?
Yeah.
They didn't get a lot of takedowns. They had a tough time scoring the points because of that. Certainly didn't get any bonus points as they rolled around, which is... it's frustrating in the fact that, you know, from a dual meet standpoint, it's a really solid team, right? There's only a couple of programs that can hold up to them, but you know this is a different setup, and it's a possibility. Gosh, you'd sure hate to see them not get into that top four or five, right?
Yeah,
you know, of course, beginning of the year they were ranked what, seventh or eighth to start the year. So,
there weren't many expectations.
No,
I think Marinelli was maybe ahead of schedule,
and
Lee at that time he didn't know if he
Lee
was going to wrestle,
right,
or if he was going to redshirt this year, so. That was still kind of hanging out there. But boy, even with all that, if they don't finish in the top 7-8,
it's a disappointment for Iowa wrestling. Yeah, it is. It's a disappointment for Iowa. I'm just not saying it's going to happen.
Right.
I think we're just saying we hope it doesn't happen because it is our God-given right as Iowa Hawkeye fans to have the Iowa Hawkeyes at least competing for the national title in wrestling, at least seeing somebody on the mat, hopefully on Saturday night on ESPN2. Who knows? Who knows? But I think that's probably where you're looking at. And hopefully what they can do is just score some points, get some things going right in the first couple of rounds, and see what you can do. They got Turk and Bowman, and they've got other guys wrestling as well that are unseated. Maybe they can get an upset win here.
You need one of those guys to get an upset, right? Kind of get an All-American, you know, finish 7th or 8th, and you need the other one to score you a couple of points, win a couple on the backside at the very least. And then you need Lee and Marinelli and maybe another upset to get to the final. I mean, these are kind of the confluence of events that you need, probably just to even finish in the top three and walk away with the trophy.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is Ohio State and Penn State have these dominant guys, right?
Elite, that are historic guys
sitting in the way of you getting to the championships now because of the way things are seated. And it's not like you've got, you know, guys that are sitting there going, they're susceptible, right? You've got guys that are...
You can nip them. You keep it close and you get a takedown at the end. You can win.
No, these will be upsets if they get there.
You're not doing that against Bo Nickel. It's not happening. It isn't. Those guys are at such a different level, and that's what's so much different than when Gable was winning national champions. It was those teams were built on depth. They were having, yes, you'd have two or three guys, but for the most part, it was we're going to take 9 guys to nationals every year that are going to score us points. We'll have 2 finalists and a champion, but we're going to score points across the lineup. Now we're going to have 3 or 4 of the best wrestlers on our team. Not only are those guys going to win the title, they're going to score a crap load of bonus points along the way.
Right. And it's just different math.
And it's math that Keel Sanderson looked at and said, this is the way to A, allot our scholarship money. We're going to go after a few elite level guys and we're going to build a program that way. And then that next tier guy that we can turn into All American, they're going to want to come here too.
Right.
And they're going to want to come here and win a national championship.
Right.
Different way of doing it. And it looks like the right way to do it.
Well, for them, and certainly I think when you look down the road, there's possibilities here in this lineup for, you know, and coming through for the next couple of years for Iowa as well, to be in that situation where there'll be a couple. I don't think you're generational guys like a couple of these other dudes.
Lee could be Warner. I know people are very excited about.
But they can certainly be that kind of guy that just won't lose.
Yes.
You know, and is going to be the elite wrestler in a couple of years that you're going to count on to get all those bonus points, just like you said. And then you're going to have to build fill in around them. Mm-hmm. It's been an interesting thing watching as these other programs have grown, and Iowa continues to do well in recruiting, but yeah, there's only so many guys to go around, right?
Yep.
And there's only so many programs in wrestling too. So it does kind of end up being a little bit of a stretch. So
maybe they need a bag man like college basketball. Drop the bag.
Drop the bag and go.
Yes.
Well,
come on in, Dime.
Well, you know, it's made its way through basketball. Look at the landscape of college basketball. Look at the teams in there the other day. I was listening. I'm watching the game the other night. On Saturday, was that Sunday that Vital was doing Kentucky and Tennessee, and I'm just thinking, gosh, you know, there's a guy that just loves this so much, but his eyes have been opened. He's just, you know, and all these guys that he's admired and stood around with and talked about, you know, they're all cheating.
Yeah,
they are, or they know about it. Right,
they're turning a blind eye.
Right, it's not even it is the movie Blue Chips, right? Mm-hmm. Where Nick Nolte, he didn't do any of it. He's let old Happy deliver that tractor and set things up, right? And
I love Happy. It's my kind of guy.
Yes, I know, and he's a friend of the program.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
friend of the program. It's just like I will say this. So I didn't realize. Calvin Sampson is not only coaching, but he's done a great job
at Houston. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should he be? Am I missing something? Didn't he really get Indiana into some trouble?
He did. By
Oklahoma
by making phone calls
And Oklahoma.
Something that is now permissible under NCAA rules.
Okay.
They were archaic rules, is what it was.
Okay. So we're okay with that then?
Yes.
Because here's my thing.
He wasn't dropping bags.
No.
He was making phone calls.
But didn't they find some stuff at Oklahoma after he left?
You dig anywhere, you're going to find some stuff.
So here's my... Well...
Yeah.
So here's my thing. I'm getting
Don't be that naive.
I'm getting to the point where with a lot of these coaches, players are one thing. They're a bunch of kids that are in need, okay? The coaches are getting paid several hundred thousand, to, if not $1 million per year. If they are caught, if Sean Miller gets caught in cheating and actually was somehow authorizing a $100,000 payment to this kid.
Which is a great deal, by the way, for DeAndre Ayton.
Fabulous.
It's a great deal.
He should get a bonus behind the scenes. Yes. But if he gets caught cheating, he should be done college basketball for good. That's it. Sorry.
Zero tolerance policy.
I don't see why you should be able to turn up at another school and go do it again. I have no idea why they should be allowed to work in that industry again if they are proven to be cheaters, or at least on a consistent basis cheaters. You know, I'm just
Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
Or Mike Pearl, as Greg Gumbel called him on Sunday.
Well, you know, listen, I've just gotten Logan Lee and the Sunrise Conference.
You and Gumbel hang out together.
He went
to Loras.
He did. however, I think his paycheck for that mess of a show the other day, which was a god-awful mess of a show.
It was terrible.
His paycheck was a little higher than what we're drawing in here on the Hawkeye Huddle. But, oh gosh, was that bad or what?
It was awful. It was unthinkably bad. And I said last week when they said this is the way we're going to do it, said I was going to, instead of freaking out right away,
let it progress.
I just wanted to see it. Boy, I should have freaked out beforehand because it was awful.
I just sat there and Andrew's home for spring break and we're sitting there and we started giggling. You know, Andrew's like they got the alphabetical order wrong.
Yes.
And he starts
twice.
He's like, and then, you know, the sound was off. So, on the track. So we stopped the TV and we thought it was us at first. And that was off.
I didn't say anything. I'm sure.
You know, millions of people did that. And we started giggling. We're like, this is a mess. And then they did the pizza thing.
Yes.
And it's good pizza, folks. I mean,
audience.
My gosh.
It was so bad.
It was a train wreck all the way down to the planning of how they unveiled. Look, don't mess with this, right?
It's one of the few things that is as tried and true as you're going
to
find.
To add insult to injury, the Big Ten played their championship game a week ago.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods was almost in contention to win a golf tournament on one of CBS's biggest days. And then you turn it over to the folks at Turner. And trying to put that show over there, and it was like I think the folks in the NCAA basketball are like, today really this
yeah.
is yeah. All right, should we take a break?
Let's do it. We got a point of contention, I think, coming up on the other side. You and me on other sides of the Big Ten as it pertains to the bracket.
Yeah, I think so. And so anyway, wrap it up. We'll talk more about Iowa women and the Hawkeye wrestlers just a little bit towards the end of the show. But big weekend for them. Other than that. We'll get into baseball as well when we come back on the Hawkeye Huddle.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-2525. That's 800-461-2525. 800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sandler training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapwurst, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance. And the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
Christopher's has been a Des Moines tradition for over 50 years. The Judas Sessig family became owners of a quaint restaurant in the Beaverdale area. Under their steady watch, Christopher's has become one of Des Moines' favorite locations. Known for its excellent Italian cuisine, friendly staff, and atmosphere fitting on any occasion, a can't-miss choice for your next evening out. For a table of two or a banquet of 100, no event is too small or too big. Christopher's in Beaverdale.
Trent Condon, and we have had a Dave Creighton Jr. sighting, or we've heard from him.
We've heard from him.
He's on the phone with us.
Hold on to your hats, folks.
David is live in Cancun, spent the day on the beach, had himself a good time, and he's checking in just for a few minutes here. We don't want to run up the international phone bill too much. Good afternoon, David.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, my friend. Hey, we talked women's basketball already a little bit, but since they're your namesake and your alma mater, Iowa playing Creighton on Saturday, and I think we'll be at your house having corned beef and cabbage watching that game.
A couple
of thoughts on Iowa women versus Creighton.
Well, it should be noted that my old friend, Jim Flannery, is the head coach of Creighton University's basketball team. He's done a wonderful job there with them. However, I am currently rooting for the Iowa Hawkeyes on this very occasion.
Well, it's magnanimous of you, since we get paid to do this Hawkeye show. That's true.
Alma mater versus favorite.
Well,
it's tough.
Yeah, it is. I know he roots for you root for Creighton as well on the men's side of things, so... we'll be watching them on when do they play? Are they Thursday or Friday?
They're the only team that we can root for on the men's side.
That's true. Against K-State. That's what we're going to get.
That'll be Friday. Yes.
Okay, we'll get them as well.
I'm just going to say this. Take Creighton against K-State and take them against the Canes. Is that the bracket?
No, they got Virginia after that. So you got K-State and then Virginia. That's a tough draw. That's a tough draw, my friend. That's a tough draw. We also have discussed just a little bit NCAA wrestling this weekend. Going to be a tough road for the Hawks as they try to score some points. But we're thinking maybe one wrestler makes it through to Saturday night. Hopefully, maybe an upset here or there too. But not a lot of hope there. But we'll have a rooting chance.
My thought on the wrestling is that our man, 126, he makes it to the deal. And our other friend, Alan Roberts, does not make it beyond the quarters.
So what you're saying is that the two of you have gone the distance today and Alan did not make it. That's good to know. Yeah, we had Spencer Lee in the finals, too, as a possible upset, a number three seed. Although I called him Logan, so far I'm over two as well, and I had somebody playing in the Sunrise League, South Dakota State playing in the Sun. So between the two of us, we've had a good day. All right, hey David, we were long on the first segment. We're gonna run. We'll see you on.
So I'm done.
You're done, man. We got to get going. We got Tom coming up right after this. We got to get going. But I'm glad you found us. I wasn't sure. We're happy you checked in, and if you.
You know, the entire point of the Hawkeye Huddle today was proving to people in Cancun that I was actually on the radio.
That's exactly right.
And you did it.
And, hey, the one year we were down there, we met people in the pool. They were like, hey, we love you guys. You sound just like you do today, which was probably true. So, all right, my friend. I'll catch you later. Thanks for calling.
Very well.
All right, Dave Creighton from Cancun. He's had a good day on the beach, hasn't
absolutely.
He? Yes. So
I'm going to be in the beach here in a little while myself.
Where are you going?
Going to Orlando.
Orlando.
Going to head over to Cocoa Beach.
Oh, that's right. Yes. My wife and I did that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That pier there is actually a nice, kind of a neat little deal, and a nice beach there. And you know, of course, there's a lot to do around the Cocoa Beach area. It's a nice deal. So that'd be fun. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Taking my daughter on her first ever plane. Taking her to Disney and then a little beach and home on St. Patty's Day. Just about three.
Yeah, that's early, man. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her first vacation in a couple of years, so
we
decided we're going to take a shot.
Well, the beach will be good for her.
Beach will be good.
Beach will be good. You can enjoy paying $200 to stand in lines and see the Dumbo ride at Disney and go around in a
circle. She's free because she's not quite three. That was also a determining factor.
You and your wife both have to go, right, though?
Well, yeah, there's a little go around that we found.
Yeah. We had this discussion about my grandson going with us to Orlando here in the near future, and my wife and I have decided that he's got to be five or six.
Yeah, to remember it. Yeah,
right. But if we were headed there, we'd take him to Disney just for kicks and giggles.
Right.
So enjoy that.
More for us than it's for her.
Yes, it is.
Because
you'll make some memories. And
yes.
That's right. And she'll totally believe everything she sees, so be careful with that, too.
It could be a little scary.
When a couple of those characters come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll have a good time with that. All right, let's take a break. We'll call Tom.
Yep.
Tom Kickert of HawkeyeReport.com. When we come back here on the Hawkeye Huddle.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
The day for everyone to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's, on Merle Hay Road.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1111. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Sponsored by Cece's. Now at Cece's New York Style Pizzas and new Cheesecake Brownies. On the buffet for just $5 and change for a limited time. Only at Cece's. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
On March 31st, more than 300 riders on horseback from across the state of Iowa will deliver donations to Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines. In the 50-year history, the group has donated more than $10 million to support Easter Seals Iowa and Camp Sunnyside. The community is invited to welcome the riders into Camp Sunnyside at 3 p.m. on the 31st of March. Easter Seals Iowa provides exceptional service to ensure all people with disabilities or special needs and their families have equal opportunity to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. For more information on Easter Seals Iowa or on the Pony Express ride, visit www.easterseelsia.org.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
All of us parents have heard about skyrocketing college tuition costs and staggering student loan debt for graduates. And naturally, wonder, what can you do? We can help. Hi, this is Mike Kamen, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. A 529 college savings plan allows parents or relatives to set aside money for their future college students and possibly save on taxes, too. With an automatic monthly savings plan, this makes for a simple and steady way to add to this account. For information, visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
If the unfortunate prospect of divorce should become a reality in your life, consider a collaborative divorce. As opposed to a traditional divorce, this is a lower-cost alternative based upon the principles of mutual respect, cooperation, transparency, and dignity. Most importantly, both spouses make a commitment to staying out of the courtroom. It is typically a win-win for both spouses and the kids. Please contact attorney David Kozlowski for more information. He can tell you if the collaborative divorce is right for you. David has 24 years of experience and practices exclusively in family law. He's located at 3737 Woodland Avenue in West Des Moines, just north of Valley High School. Give him a call, 515-226-0150, and arrange a free initial consultation. Again, that's attorney David Kozlowski, 515-226-0150.
Just checked in from, it's a good way to put it, checked in from Cancun.
Checked in and checked out.
Checked in and checked out. He was surprised he was done. But trust me.
He was ready to go for another 5 minutes.
When he listens to the podcast.
Yes.
He will agree with me that it was a good decision for him to get off. Appreciate him. We both feel the responsibility when we're on the road. Mm-hmm. We do. Because we love doing this so much. So anyway, as does our friend Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com, who has been with us for the last 13 years, and we appreciate that, and provides relief specifically when one of us is gone as well. But it sounds like you're headed on vacation as well, Tom, but you are currently upright and I'm assuming not on vacation just at this point.
Not yet. Tomorrow. I guess I missed a good segment with Mr. Crate.
It was short but sweet. It was. So short but
hey,
sweet.
Hey, when you're in Cancun, only one thing to do.
There is no
not swim.
That's right. There is nobody blaming him. Not at all, because
nope.
And especially the two of us have been together doing this show from time to time that way. But anyway, I digress. So, Tom, we've already talked quite a bit about the Iowa women, a little bit about wrestling. But I would say that I would just kind of get your thoughts on Lisa Bluder's squad going to play Creighton this week, and then with the chance to take on UCLA. And I think a draw that allows them with a chance to get into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I think they have a chance. UCLA is pretty good from what I understand, so I think that'll be a challenging game if Iowa can get past Creighton. But they got a shot, and it'd be great if they could get to the Sweet 16. What's it, the second time in like, 4 years, I think, something like that they would have made it to the Sweet 16. So it would be quite an accomplishment for Coach Bluder. I still kind of chuckle at the lack of respect that Megan Gustafson continues to get from various outlets. But I mean, second team, that's fine. But, you know, I saw the ESPNW thing, had her as a third team, and I'm like, who are the two other better centers?
That, right.
You know, doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, 9 out of 10 years for Bluder's team in the NCAA, and like you say, another shot at another Sweet 16. We've been kind of saving men's basketball, and you talk about that until you were able to come on with us. Obviously, the news this week, not shocking, that Tyler Cook is going to test the NBA. I think we discussed last week he thought he would not hire an agent. I thought it looked for a little while like he might even do that, but good decision on his part to not hire an agent. He'll test things and move on, but either move on to the NBA or come back and play at Iowa next year, which is good news because I think at least he'll have his mind focused on Iowa if he comes back. But all these other player meetings and things that have gone on since the end of the season for the men's basketball program, and so far no other news out of Iowa City of anybody doing anything other than returning to play basketball at Iowa.
Yeah, so far it has calmed down. I thought, and I was talking to Trent and Ken last Friday, and it was funny because I just mentioned the Tyler Cook thing, and then like an hour later, it pops that Tyler's going to declare for the NBA. And I still think there's a strong possibility that he's going to sign, but that's just me. Until I hear something different, that's kind of where I'm going with it. But I still think there's a pretty strong possibility that he does sign with an agent to the professional ranks. But now the guys are on spring break, so I think it'll be a calm week, and you won't get any news on any potential transfers at this point. I think we'll just wait to see what happens. Once guys get back on campus and then figure it out. I think there are still a few balls up in the air with guys that are trying to figure out what they're going to do, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as I thought it was going to be at one point early last week.
Well, one of those guys that was rumored, you had a post up on HawkeyeReport.com, Cordell Pempsel, you're hearing that he will not be one of the guys looking at a transfer. Sounds like he'll be back as close to for sure as you can say right now.
Yeah, right now I think it's, I think his plan is to be back unless something drastically changes. Which would be good because with Tyler leaving, you could afford to lose another power forward, I don't think. I mean, they've got enough of them, but it'd be tough to manage. It's always to have another guy who's played 2 years of college basketball and been pretty effective at times and have him back. So he would be in line for more minutes for sure. So I don't see why he would want to leave. And I've heard he's planning on staying at this point. Now, it's changed their mind, so you never know. But right now it looks like he's staying.
Well, to me, Pemsel seems like the classic case of a kid who needs minutes on the court to get himself in the rhythm, and he needs the confidence of knowing he's not going to be yanked out right away. So if he feels like he's going to get some more minutes, I think there are better days ahead for him at Iowa if he stays and if Cook goes. Not that Cook would have to go for that, but not altogether disappointing. I think you're right. I think there's something there that can be cultivated, and hopefully he sticks around. Sounds like, I mean, I know at one point in time you had the over-under at about 3, sounds like you were hearing just about everybody's name, not only the message boards, but you were hearing a lot of names last week, huh?
Oh, God, there was just so many names. I mean, at one time I had a list of from various people that I talked to. That list was up to about 6 guys,
wow,
including Cook. But now it's kind of dwindling down. I think some of them were, I'd say half of them were, yeah, they're gone. And then half of that list was, they're thinking about it. They're on the fence. So one of those guys was Cordell. So
yeah,
it was good to kind of get confirmation that he was not on the fence anymore.
You know, there's something to be said for sitting down with the coach for an hour and just having a talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes during the season, when you have that discussion, the coach wants to be careful because he knows how you're playing. He doesn't want to, you know, say anything that tips his hand one way or the other. But the end of the season can be a lot more frank about what's going on between the two of you, and maybe those talks might have gone just a little bit better. Well, you know, Tom, so as you look forward to this team, that's one of the things. Trent and I, of course, at the beginning of the year, we had our complaints about Fran and the way he did his scheduling. And I thought I'd just bring this up because you look down at what happened to the Big Ten this year. Nebraska kind of had a similar season to what we thought Iowa might have, maybe one or two games short in the Big Ten to what we thought Iowa might do. And they got left out at 13-5. Granted, not a great year for the Big Ten, but that's what we saw coming down the pike. So Iowa needs to improve not only defensively and on the court next year, but they got to make sure that those numbers are in the right spot if they want to go to the tournament. It's. I know there's pieces there, and a lot of us don't feel horrible about this, but it's not going to be as easy of a turnaround as simply just adding a couple of guys next year.
Yeah, they've got to figure the defensive thing out. I think everything else kind of takes care of itself, and with the schedule, I think really hurt Nebraska was they just had a really soft Big Ten schedule that didn't challenge them and didn't give them any of those quad one or quad two wins, especially away from Pinnacle Bank Arena, and that's what killed them in the end. And yeah, the non-con was soft, but I think they would have been okay if they would have won more Big Ten games. And the Big Ten was just so down that you couldn't get many quality wins in the league too. That was the other factor, I think, that, you know, where Iowa's down and, you know, some other schools are down this year, not as good, that it really hurt the overall, you know, schools like Penn State and Nebraska from getting in the tournament.
All right, before we let you go, give us a winner for the NCAA, in the NCAA tournament that maybe not everybody else has.
Boy, so I can't pick Villanova as my national title.
No, we've already, both Trent and I have already done that,
yes,
so you'd
yes.
just be copying us.
Okay, how about Arizona coming out of their region?
I like
on
it.
Arizona?
I have that as well.
Yeah, he does. A lot of people are on Arizona, Tom, but okay. They are a 4 seed, so an interesting 4 seed, I think, that they dropped that far. But
you're
how about New Mexico State making it to the Sweet 16?
Now there's
there
something.
You go.
Now there's something. Are you, since you're going to be in Vegas, are you going to money line parlay both of those games? That would lead to a nice payday if you want to go that route. Parlay them to win the first round, and then if you do it, double up in the second round. Go for it.
That may be on the agenda.
Where are you going to be watching?
You know, I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet, so I'm not sure.
Well, you should probably talk to Ken Miller.
He has connections to get you a seat. Because I was going to say, if you don't know, that might be a tough seat to find, Tom. So, you might want to get in
contact with Ken. Yeah. He'll be able to hopefully help you out.
Is he out there?
He's not. He's here for this year. He'll be sitting in Ankeny in his basement, as always, watching all the games.
But he has his connections down there with the horse racing thing. You know?
Yep, with his real job, quote unquote, working for CG Technology. Yeah. So, give him a call. He'll help you out.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to have to get a hold of Ken.
Yep, do it. Enjoy your time down there, Tom. I'm jealous. Vegas for the NCAA tournament is that sounds like.
Usually I'm working, so I've got some friends who go out, so they're kind of in charge of everything this weekend. So I'm working, and
it's true.
This year, unfortunately, I'm not working, so I'd rather be working than going out there. But knock this one off the bucket list.
There you go. Get the chance taken. All right, Tom. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. It is a bucket list thing, actually. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and ended up having to spend a lot of time by myself because my wife couldn't make it, right? And and I went to the various sports books, and that's basically what I did because I'm not a table gamer, right?
Okay.
I bet at the Westgate, by the way. That's where I stand, the big one. And then as I walked around, literally in having a beer here and there, I literally just would wander into the sports book wherever I was and sit down and watch a little bit of the games and just keep moving on. And Fire up another game here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I collected on the majority of what I did.
That's
so that wasn't
the way
too
to
bad.
Do it.
You know who killed me? Nebraska.
Nebraska. Well, why are you going on your wife's alma mater?
It was a pick'em at Illinois. Illinois is terrible.
Right. And, so is Nebraska. That's why they shouldn't have been in the NCAA tournament. They're not good.
I know, we can't argue that. What we can argue is the Big Ten and the way that the scheduling works, it wasn't good this year. And you and I were right. This was going to be tough on Iowa from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And after they lost those two games to two good teams in Louisiana and South Dakota State.
Mm-hmm. One in the tournament, one was a game away.
Right. After they lost those two games, their season, as far as the NCAA tournament was concerned, was pretty much over.
It was.
They would have had to win every one of the rest of their non-conference games to get it done, and then maybe go 13 or 14 wins.
But Iowa's Big Ten schedule was better than Nebraska's.
Yeah, it was.
Nebraska's that's kind of a dynamic that you worry about, because if you try to play around with the schedule, who's going to be good? All right, let's have these better teams we expect. We have a team like Nebraska
that doesn't play the good teams.
Doesn't play the good teams, and their one decent win was at home against Michigan. That's it. That's not enough to hang a resume on.
Yep.
A lot of teams can beat a top 20 type team at home. Doesn't make an NCAA tournament team. It was kind of a mixture of a bunch of things that went against it. And coming into the year, I thought there was going to be 8 teams from the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament.
I did too.
I
it should have been that good of a league.
Right.
Wisconsin, obviously, some injuries. Things didn't work out.
Minnesota.
Iowa, who knows what was going on. Minnesota,
Northwestern,
what a mess.
Maryland had injuries.
Yeah.
Those were all teams I thought were going to be tournament teams.
Yeah.
I didn't think Ohio State was, but you had 4 others that you thought were going to be. And that's what leads to this. It's just a cycle, though. It's not like this is going to be something that's going to continue on down the road. Big Ten will be back. I'm not concerned, at least.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the Big Ten in football have all their postseason troubles, and then this year they were dominant, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens. And in a year when non-conference-wise at the beginning of the year, they didn't win a lot of non-conference games in football either. It didn't look all that great. And suddenly they go into the bowl games and they start smoking everybody. So it's a possibility. All right.
Ohio State in trouble in the opening round?
I think so. We didn't mention baseball. Hawks Law took it on the chin.
Three
games
in a row.
They had a tough time scoring runs this weekend. Lost 4-0, 11-2, and 13-3. They were tied 3-3 in the fifth in that final game. They're playing a lot of young guys. They are,
and it's a top 25 UNLV team.
Right,
not RPI top real ranked top 25.
Right. Ranked
this is
top
a good
25,
UNLV team,
right? Once they get behind, he has no problems throwing in some of the younger guys. Again, I saw Dreyer and Probst pitching the other day, kids out of Central Iowa getting their feet wet. They do have Missouri State, who has been very good.
Yes,
beat them in the NCAA tournament 2 years ago.
Two years ago. Yeah.
That's tomorrow in Kansas City, so that'll be an interesting game. Then they got three against Evansville. You want to catch the Hawkeyes. Evansville, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend in Iowa City. If you want to go over there and check it out, an inexpensive way to have a good time watching the Hawkeyes play basketball or baseball. Certainly not basketball.
No,
they're only 8-5 on the young season, but they did start out 8-1, and there's some good stuff going on there. All right, how close are we?
We got a couple minutes still left here.
Let's finish this up. Okay, so you think Michigan State?
I like Michigan State. I like Michigan State to be the final representative out of the Big Ten, still alive.
Yeah, because I think Ohio State's in trouble in the opener, and if they aren't in trouble in the opener, they're in trouble in the Sweet 16. And I know that I've seen what they have, and they have a team. And that's the only game I went to in Carver this year, and I saw them just, you know.
I know why you went. You wanted to see Dokic in action.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I know I know your love of that family. Do you think the Sounders are going off right now in Dan Dokic's cell phone that somebody said his name?
Somebody said, where? And I could be wrong. There's just always this this thing with teams that finish high in their conferences, maybe do okay in the tournament, but they kind of come in on an even keel, and then they get seated a little bit lower than they probably should, and they kind of get an attitude, and they kind of look past those first round games, right? They start looking. I can just see Ohio State right now looking at Gonzaga already, right? And so that's a tough one, I think. I hate to say it, but you know, I think Michigan's probably okay against Montana, but I know you've got San Diego State.
I do
there, but
they had a lot of injuries. Plus Fisher had retired last year. New coach taken over. Yeah. Though Steve Fisher was there. Plus, wouldn't that be fun? We get San Diego State against Michigan. Yeah. Fisher sitting behind the San Diego State bench. Yeah. I think that'd be a fun one.
I think both of those schools, either Houston or San Diego State, play the brand of basketball that is the kind that can catch Michigan in a tournament. Michigan is a tough tournament team to prepare for, as seen in the Big Ten tournament, right? And a couple of times in the NCAA tournament, they've gone deeper than they probably should have. All right, so this is our Templeton Rye last call, brought to you by Templeton Rye, the good stuff.
Right. I got my last call. Spencer, Don't Call Me Logan Lee wins a national title.
I'm going with that. And I don't know who it's going to be. The Hawks are going to get one more into the finals. Somebody's going to upset somebody else. Get one more in the finals. Blue Jays Bunch gets the Sweet 16.
Ooh. Double barrel.
We're going double barrel on that. I think the Big Ten's only remaining team after this weekend is Michigan State. That's what I've got. Ooh. Join us next week on the Hawkeye Huddle, last show of the year, right here on 1700.
Your home for real sports talk, for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Christopher's has been a Des Moines tradition for over 50 years. The Judicesi family became owners of a quaint restaurant in the Beaverdale area. Under their steady watch, Christopher's has become one of Des Moines' favorite locations. Known for its excellent Italian cuisine, friendly staff, and atmosphere fitting on any occasion, a can't-miss choice for your next evening out. For a table of two or a banquet of 100, no event is too small or too big. Christopher's in Beaverdale.
The day for everyone to be Irish, St. Patrick's Day, falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-650.